You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Man, that gets me going every time.
That's right, it's the Swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Oh, yeah. Because the Swallows are here.
Make yourself
comfortable.
There's still some on it.
The Swallows are here.
Do the outside, do that side.
Nah, you're big fat.
Swallows are
gotcha.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, say what you will.
I will say it, and you
say
know
it. What you will. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
What's up?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Shut
up. What are you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing. We're not doing nothing. We're not doing nothing. We're not doing nothing. Just going crazy.
How is everyone during this wonderful time of self-exploration?
Reflection.
Everyone's working. Josie's working. Amita's here. Hey, bitches. What's up, little classy little cupcake? You're classy.
Chicken and easy.
I love it. Well, happy Tuesday.
Happy fucking Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Fucking chucky.
It's fucking chucky.
Fucking chucky.
Let's see what it is. Fucking chucky.
All right, we made it. We're here. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I know we're just getting started. It's been a while. We've had a couple days of a break, but, you know, it was a beautiful day outside.
Oh, it was nice. Oh. You went for a bike ride.
I did. I did a 30-mile bike ride today.
Oh, that's all?
You know, I know it sounds impressive.
Just
it's,
30? It's wow.
Not, it's not that far. I rode my bike to Morrison and back.
Uh-huh.
It's not that far.
Oh, it's not that far. It's only 30 miles. I kept an average of about 15 miles an hour.
Oh, Classy is at Chatfield right now with her doogie
Ooh.
Dogs. She's at the doggy park.
Oh.
Amita put in 8 hours of work, which is harder than a 30-mile bike ride, if
yes,
you ask me.
Yes, it is. Good job, Amita. Good job. Getting back at it.
I am impressed. So you're back at it full time.
I'm talking about your big ass snake.
That's like Josie said, that'd be like her riding her bike to work. But that's not true because you work up in the mountains
right.
And that would be way more difficult. I took a nice
way harder
flat ride today.
Yeah, with your good friend.
With my good friend Dr. Dave, who then 2 hours after the conclusion of our bike ride, saw Shayna, gave her an eye exam, and now she's
getting glasses.
Getting glasses.
Getting new glasses.
Cheers, bitches. Woo. She's not going to complain about her glasses for a while.
It's been like 4 years since I got a
new
pair.
Oh, when you get those new glasses, you won't complain for at least a while.
I'm getting another new pair immediately.
I want you
afterwards.
To get to, you should get a new pair before you get the new pair. Get online, order all that shit up.
I'm telling you. I'm so excited. Can we just say how sad it is to get old and your eyesight change? Oh,
I wouldn't know.
This is me now.
I wouldn't know. Yes.
But that's okay. It's nothing else than that. I need a bifocal.
And I need a bicycle.
Well, a bicycle is more fun than a bifocal.
Well, I don't know. But can I spend the same amount on a bicycle you spend on glasses? That'd be a nice fucking bike.
I don't care.
No, that'd be silly. I have a wonderful bike.
You have a great bike, but you would be great to have a new bike.
No.
I need new glasses, and I'm so excited for them.
Yeah, I'm glad, too, because I have been trying to get you glasses for a long time, but Shayna is this a wonderful, giving wife. And maybe you wives know a wife like this, or maybe you are a wife like this. You would much rather see the money spent for the family than on yourself.
Right. That's me.
And you get set up in that pattern of thinking
it's
and
horrible.
Spending. And before you know it,
you got no
you're
glasses.
Wearing the same underwear and glasses for fucking 8 years in a row. And it's not okay.
Wow. You just threw the underwear right in there.
Well, people relate to that because we all wear our underwear way too long. We just had that conversation, I think, today.
Yeah.
But what Shane is learning now as the children have moved out and now she's a woman of luxury and a kept woman, that it's okay to get the things for you.
Yeah.
So she's gotten a sewing machine. And
that should be the real hashtag me too.
That's exactly
hashtag
right.
Hashtag me too. I get shit.
Yeah, no, right. Exactly. It's my turn.
Uh-huh.
Hashtag my turn.
Yeah.
So you get all the gifts and you get to objectify us.
I've gotten so many gifts this
month. I know.
It was my birthday.
It was your birthday. Month,
and you got me so many things and now I got glasses. Exactly. I didn't even hesitate.
No.
I was like, what?
Boom.
Bingity bangity boom.
Get those check.
Here right now.
She did this little thing with her nose. It was like, blinkum, blinkum, blink. But you know what? You need to be able to see. You're looking.
Put the underwear inside out.
Harvey, thanks for sharing the show, Harvey. And
love
if you're listening to the show, we really appreciate it if you give us a share. Amita, there's nothing more exciting than a fresh pair of glasses. Now, where I was going with all of this is that I don't wear glasses.
Right.
So there's nothing in my life like I have to have like you
to live. Right. I can't drive without my glasses.
Right. So I can't even relate.
I probably technically shouldn't be out walking around by myself either.
Without glasses?
Yeah.
Well, then don't do that. You're subject to all kinds of offenses.
It's true. Well, and you can't see things coming at you.
Well, I think that it's good that you have finally let me get you these new specs.
Thanks.
Because it's important.
It is important.
And I see you struggle all the time
with your
glasses.
Thanks for getting me into the doctor.
Hey, I rode with my doctor. Took a 30-mile bike ride. But I got you in there.
Yeah.
Same day.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's nice because he's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
And if you need eyes work and you're in Littleton, I suggest you look up Dr. Bumgardner.
Yeah.
He's a specialist with the eyes.
Well, I was freaking out. Let me elaborate a little bit here for the people who don't know. My eyes have been changing.
They have.
I mean, I'm in my 40s now. That happens.
What?
But I've been having this one spot in my left eye that was blocking my vision, per se.
Right.
And so I was a little freaked out because in my family, we have bad eyes. And so I thought for sure, oh boy, I'm coming, Edith. I'm coming. My eyes are coming. I mean,
they're going away.
It's just done, right? I thought this is the beginning of the end. And I went in and it's nothing like that. So that was good. I have a floater that keeps floating into my line of vision.
What do you mean? Like a little floater, like just a little blurry spot?
Yeah.
Or it's, like looks like a piece of lint?
Yeah. It looks like a piece of lint. Like,
okay.
Do you ever see dust flying through the air?
Yeah.
Like when the sun is shining through just right and you can see dust particles?
Yeah.
It's like that, but in your eye.
Okay. That's what I've always wondered.
Except for this new floater that I have. It's bigger than that. It is like a big speck of dirt, right? That is floating in there because it's dark. So like the other floaters, I can see through. This one, I cannot. It blocks it out.
I got you.
Right. Okay. Because that floater is actually a little chunk in my eye. But that's okay. It's not a cataract, so I feel pretty good about
no cataract.
It.
That's what matters, right?
It's like a spot on your eyeball. Absolutely, Justek, and it makes you fucking crazy. Now, if I blink like two or three times, it moves and it goes away, which is better. But it's never going to go away. It'll always live somewhere in there. Crazy, right? Anyways, I'm getting new glasses. I'm getting new glasses. La, 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 la. And I'm not going to be so cheap when it comes to myself.
Good.
I'm going to buy myself another pair of glasses very soon.
Good. And you need sunglasses?
I know.
And you need fancy sunglasses?
I've had those sunglasses because they're prescription sunglasses. I've had them for what, like 8 years? Maybe a little longer. That's a long time.
That's too long, right?
Yeah, but the... Like,
it's too long for a pair of underwear. It's too long for a pair of glasses.
It's just too...
Right?
Yes.
So yes. Something has happened on my phone. It's the glitch completely out. I don't have any of our music. I don't have the elephant.
Oh.
I have nothing.
Oh, man.
It's really bothering me. Why does that happen?
I don't know. Because you have a lot of stuff on your phone.
Well, I know. And all my memory was full. And I cleared a bunch of stuff out. I deleted all my apps.
And now those are gone?
Well, all the apps are gone. But now the songs are gone, too.
Well, you have to get on and download them again.
Just, I already did that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. So how is everyone else?
I don't know.
Well, haven't you heard from anyone? They're all talking.
I haven't left the house.
Oh, that's true. You've been crazy making masks.
It's been an amazing day. Did you work outside, Christy? It has been fine. Just relaxing. I know. I want to relax. tomorrow I want to sit in the sun for a little bit.
Oh, you do?
I do. I want to work in my garden out front, and I want to put up some fencing.
Well, you're in luck because I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, so I'll get a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. It's a beautiful sunset right now.
Is it? We must have fixed it.
No, I worked around it.
You're so good.
When the moon hits your eye,
this is what they were talking about.
Uh-huh. Pizza pie, that's
more. Pizza in your eye. It was worth it. It was worth all of
it. Hey, what are people eating? I know you keep talking about it. But I wanna I don't know what to eat anymore. I wanna eat something, but I don't know what to eat anymore.
I don't know what to eat anymore.
I thought
about
just doing salads for like 7 days of salads.
We've been eating a lot of tacos.
I know, so many tacos.
We've had tacos yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then we had some tacos today. Mm-hmm. And then if I, you know, we'll probably have tacos tomorrow. If I get a chance.
If you get a chance.
I'm just a taco guy. I just like tacos.
I know. You're such a good taco guy.
Oh, I'm good at eating the
Godfather's
taco.
Pizza. How was it, Jess? I'm so jealous.
Is it worth it? I hear their pizza's pretty expensive. But if it's worth it, but it's in fucking Thornton, what pizza did you have?
Carisada.
Curry with horchata?
No, that's what Christy made. Marinated it for 24 hours.
What?
Oh, beef noodles. Beef and noodles the other night. Godfather's
pizza. We've only used our crock pot to make chicken for the dog.
Our Instant Pot?
Instant Pot.
We haven't cooked it really anything. Well, we've been really busy.
I've made more Jello shots than actual food. If you think about it, I've poured way more shots than anything. But it was expensive, the Godfather's.
Oh, see, that's why I thought it was expensive.
I live in Parker Road, right?
Did she say what pizza she got?
Yeah. She didn't say what pizza she got. She just said it was yummy.
What pizza did you get?
Yeah, I love their...
Did you get the taco pizza?
The Mexican pizza or taco pizza?
Oh.
I should do something in the crock pot, maybe like a roast or some fucking...
You made me think of something else when you said that.
When I said crock pot?
You said I should do something in the crock pot.
I should.
Some
fucking carrots and some potatoes. Yeah. Maybe some pulled pork.
Classic
That's not a
combo.
Bad idea.
That's See, what they got, classic
Shane
combo.
Shane is not big on the old...
Ben Garrison makes the best oven baked pizza, though.
Well,
who's that? Color duty.
Color of duty.
Call of duty.
color. I don't know, but it's a COD reference.
Right.
I've never heard of Ben Garrison's. And do they do curbside in Littleton or
right.
delivery?
Right.
Grubhub. Dare Dash.
Any of the above.
Dare Dash. Honey, Ooh. Sriracha chicken pizza. You are so adventurous.
I know.
Who orders honey sriracha pizza? I'd be scared of that.
She should cook for
people. She should what?
She should cook for people.
She didn't cook it. She got it from Black Jack.
I know.
She don't
but
work
she
there.
She comes up with the best stuff.
She didn't invent that.
I don't know that.
You think you can call up Black Jack and go, hey, I got an idea. Make me a fucking honey sriracha chicken pizza. Maybe. And they're going to be like, okay, I'm making you that pizza. I got a guy here named Trevor. He's right out of high school. He can make a pizza like you won't believe. Trevor, make me that sriracha pizza. Chicken. Some honey on it.
Chicken.
Put the chicken on it.
Hey, man, maybe. I haven't left the house in a long
time.
Dina
Jo says she will cook for you. So what do you want her to cook?
Not you, though.
Oh, that... No. Oh, not Sean.
Dina Jo makes the best stuff.
Shayna doesn't eat much, so I get her leftovers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her scraps.
That's all right.
I'll take them. What would you want her to make? She's a good cook.
I know.
She made something that one time that was amazing.
Well, she made that slaw, coleslaw. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah, I do need
taco
pizza.
Yeah, you do owe a taco pizza there,
That's
classy.
A double entendre.
Yeah.
We'll bring that taco pizza.
Cupcake.
Yeah. I'm going to jam it in my face. We're punchy. I will
know.
Say that around this house, we've become sexually punchy. Everything has
not just with us.
It's
everywhere. Other people.
We become sexually. All sexual innuendos are on the table.
After seeing your pizza from the other night, Classy doesn't cook. Trust your cooking.
No, you got to come cook it for me. That's exactly right. But I do think after this, or I don't even know if that's a word. After this,
no,
I don't even know if that's a thing, but.
Later. Meanwhile, in this,
maybe in July, maybe we're gonna have to have a costume party.
Yeah, we need a party.
We need a party, Mary. We need an everything swallow, fucking swing, do the windmill.
Can we have a social distancing
tassels on your
party?
Titties party? We shouldn't have to by July.
Well, I don't know.
Everyone has to wear masks, so we do a Halloween party. No, masks only. Masks. And
duct tape
party. Wow, man, you better be shaved.
It just came to me. Masks and duct tape.
Dual dirt birthday parties in July, Sean. Well, I have my other good friend Eric's birthday is at the end of July, right? He's or August. He's early August. Yeah. So we got a bunch of Leos. We could have a Leo party. Let's have a Leo party. Look at Big King. His picture looks fun.
Leo party.
Oh, he's doing something.
Leo party.
Shana, don't be weird. Ooh, look at that motorcycle.
Come on.
Our neighbor just painted his garage like a Harley Davidson showroom.
Come on.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Josie's a Cancer. Well, congratulations. Hey, May 2nd, it's pull your barbecues out in front and stay so many hot dogs away. Okay.
Oh.
Done. Doing it. May 2nd. What day is that? Wednesday? Tuesday?
No.
Don't tell me. It's you like don't even know what day
Saturday.
It is. Next Saturday.
Oh, look at me. It's this
pull your wieners
Saturday.
Out. Oh, right, because Monday is May 4th.
Yeah,
be with you.
This is this Saturday.
Okay. Who's coming over to pull their weenies out in our driveway?
I know.
Marlon will put his out. I'll put mine out. It'll be wieners galore.
I'll put mine out.
Everyone knows where we live now because of the masks.
I know.
You know where we live, so
everyone,
friggin' get over here.
Don't be
we can do
weird.
A cancer party. We can do, let's do a astrological sign party.
Ooh.
That way it gets everyone.
Everyone here?
Yeah.
Whatever your sign is, bring it with you.
Yeah, right. And we could do kind of like close in July.
I love it.
Kind of a party.
Hey, why don't you fuck off, okay?
Why don't you fuck off?
Quit making fun of me.
All right, so some of you may or may not know. Yeah, we're going to have a party.
My eyes
were I'm serious,
dilated
too.
Today.
Shayna got her rectum dilated from the eye doctor. That's where they go and then put the eye drops in there, right? Make it really big. So I'm looking forward
make
to that.
Make it really tight.
I'm looking forward to that. All right, wait a minute. Did Josie and Dina Jo just become twins?
Why?
I think they have a birthday on the same day. They're birthday twins.
What?
Oh, my gosh. In the hell. Or she's in hell. Oh, my hell. M home hell. Oh, my granddaughter. By Olivia Newton-John. By Olivia Newton-John's hymen. By the hymen of Olivia Newton-John.
There you go. And you're making fun of me.
Well, my eyes didn't.
It does call for a party.
Listen,
my eyes have been dilated today.
Your blink was 13
seconds. It was
what
very.
What does that mean, dilated? Does it make them big or small?
You know, it makes them feel, I don't know. What makes
I've never
them
had my rectum.
So that they're big, I think, so that he can
well,
see
really
into
them. Well,
because
they look really small right now.
Yeah.
Well, because you are sitting under this bright light, though.
Yeah. Hmm. Listen, I don't know, but it kind of makes your eyes feel
huge.
Like they go numb. And then he takes his other thing and rubs it in your eye, which then also makes you feel a little weird.
Ooh.
And the whole time you have to stare at bright lights.
Ah. Yeah, I'm glad I've never had that happen.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to tell him to do it. You'd like
I have
it.
Perfect vision, Shayna. I don't need
oh,
that.
Oh, really? I'm going to remind
fine.
You of
yep.
that.
Yep.
When you cry of your perfect 20/20 vision
yep.
not being perfect enough.
Yep, my pupils are just fine.
Do you know what
my pupils
would,
are as small as my urethra,
you
honey.
Know what will make your eyes not perfect is when I poke you in them.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Poke you in the eye.
You hate my eyes? They're beautiful.
You know what?
What this is what my eyes sound like when I blink them. blink, blink, blink. Did you hear it? I did it close to the mic. Blink, blink, blink.
I did hear it. I did. I did.
Pour a shot. I have to work. It's Corona.
I get so much work done when you're at work.
I know. Because I'm so distracting.
You know?
Hey, you think that spouses are not having sex right now?
I think that they should be having
the
more
sex. The spouses that we know right now are getting it on. Well, okay, I can't disclose.
But that could be because they're hanging out with us.
Well, we rub on people.
We do rub on people. And then sometimes we rub off on them too. Yeah.
Well, we don't rub off one on them.
Well, you never know.
I Wait, can't. Is that on the table?
I can't be.
We do rub on people. Yes, classy little cupcake is more sex. Great opportunity to focus on each other with no other distractions.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I found this article that I read to you early that says the CDC is telling couples to not have sex.
Oh God.
They're saying that you should be having less sex because if, let's say, one spouse has the coronavirus, they could pass it on to the other one and they don't even know it. So they should not be having sex. But if you're going to have sex, the CDC suggests you use positions where you don't face each other. So instead of going full missionary, you go like stand-up doggy.
We might as well just fuck in the shower.
Well, that's fine, too.
Then you're just washing it all away.
But you're still not face-to-face. See?
Wash all those... How do you know?
Well,
sometimes you are.
I guess that's
your
true.
Leg up, back against the wall, getting blasted.
Panties in
the
a pile on the back of seat floor.
It's Calvin's in a ball on the front seat.
Sorry, Calvin's in a ball on the front seat. Maybe the lap dance or the reverse rider on top.
Oh.
What about the wheelbarrow? You know anything about the wheelbarrow?
The sexual position of the wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that where you were like holding yourself up on your arms?
Yeah. And you're holding up my legs.
Yeah. Whew. That feels like
a wheelbarrow run. Woo!
I feel like that should be called the workout.
It is.
Yeah. And so they also say that you should probably not be sleeping together.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Men should be sleeping on the couches.
What does that say? Anal running real fast?
No, and running.
That's funny.
So couples who share a bed should not sleep together because it's incredibly high possibility that one of the persons could get coronavirus and then the other person will get coronavirus. And then, like Dina Joe said, anal will be running real fast.
And we all know the corona lives there.
It does.
For 30 days.
30 days. It could just be coming and coming and
30
coming.
30 days.
And coming and coming. Let's try and get corona tonight.
Okay. I'm in. Corona don't scare me like that. My sex.
It's a Tuesday show.
My sex is so dirty, corona can't live there.
Did you say anal? Did someone say anal? Someone say steak?
That's Christy. She's starving.
Oh, she's hungry.
Yeah.
So if you've been stuck in the house with your spouse for weeks, then you probably know the answer to this question. Which topics do married couples fight over the most? Huh? What topics do married couples fight over the most? I'm not surprised by this list. I see you're looking at it over my shoulder. Do you think it's accurate?
I don't know.
I don't think it's in the right order.
No, me either.
I do not think it's in the right order. I think right now, let's see
what
people are...
So, what is free time?
People are chiming in.
Picking up after themselves.
Yep. Housework.
Fed on the weekend. Christy got some on the weekend.
Housework.
Dishes, cleaning.
So, on this list, housework was number 3.
Yeah.
I think housework right now is
number one.
Now,
I would say that housework So on the list, we'll just list them out. This is the list, and it goes: free time top of the list, followed by money, housework, physical intimacy, and extended family. I would say it goes housework, physical intimacy, money, family, and then free time.
And then free time, because you don't have time to think
when
about
do you shower last? Yeah, what you
what?
Watch on TV?
Oh, we shower every day.
Cleaning out their buttholes.
Are you? That's two women complaining about hygiene.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dudes.
Shower. Come on, you guys. Dinner. Now, food has been hard. Like, Sean and I, it's been hard. And Sean.
Yeah, but is this something you fight about?
No, never. Well, you know, yes, if like this situation that we're finding ourselves in, right? We're making masks like crazy. So I am not cooking dinner as to where we would usually like do it together,
right?
Split it,
right?
But you've been 90% of the time feeding us.
Yeah.
And
Chef Shawnee,
if you did not want to do that, it could be a fight, because then
that's
you
true.
Could be like, why aren't you
why
feeding
am I doing
me?
This right. Why am I gotta do this? Right, right, okay, I get that, I get
right.
that.
So yeah, absolutely, I think it is.
Okay,
but anything is a fight when you're feeling underappreciated, or you're feeling neglected, or you're mm-hmm. feeling like they're not hearing you or seeing you or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything can become a fight.
Yeah, but I think what I'm hearing a lot is the cleanliness. It doesn't have to be. It's just an overall. I mean, not picking up after your shit, not picking up your stuff, not washing your body.
Attention. Attention is a huge thing.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that one.
We had a talk about attention the other day because I have felt lacking in the attention from you.
But I feel like we're in this house 24 hours a day, so you're getting all my attention.
Right.
But it's not the same kind of attention.
No.
So.
And especially since we've been working so much together, doing the podcast, making the masks. I mean, we're sitting on top of each other, and we kiss here and there. Not like our normal intentional stuff. Because we intentionally set a schedule and do stuff.
Right.
And we have not been
able to. Sexy time. And just, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we haven't been able to do that. Our little getaways and our shit like we like to do. We haven't been able to do any of that. But
I got free time and a stimulus check, and I can't take you to a hotel.
Right.
That sucks.
Right.
That sucks. I like going to hotels.
Right.
Yeah. So I can't add some stress. So they're also saying if you want to release some stress, nature is the way to go.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think that's for everyone.
I think that you have to find what fits you. And if you're fearful about this coronavirus, that's not going to be the best thing for you, is to be out in nature with other people. But like for us, the other night, we got... you got the new massage table.
Oh, the massage. Well, that's a stress release for anyone.
Right?
Oh, that was nice.
So last night, we were done working, I went and got in the shower, because with my shoulder acting the way it is, I have to take a hot shower in the morning and at night. So
Wait. Shh.
Oh, yeah.
Let me set the mood a little bit.
Yes.
To the music. Oh, this is nice.
It's nice.
That's some candles.
Yes.
Let's set the mood, everyone. Close your eyes and think about me. And nothing.
In nothing?
Yeah. I stopped.
I thought you were going to say, and nothing but me.
No, it was a dramatic pause.
Well.
And then the candles going, the music playing.
When I got out of the shower,
this
is what I came into the bedroom with, candlelit bedroom. With
I
this
had my
music
ponytail around my shoulder.
Playing and the massage table set up, ready to go for me.
I had been warming the oil between my hands.
Yes, the whole time. It was wonderful. And then I came out and you gave me like an hour-long massage.
Now that is a good stress release. I'm really glad that we bought the massage table.
Yeah.
Because giving you the massage is also a stress reliever for me, because I'm breathing and I'm just like,
and
trying to think about, you know, healing and sex and beautifulness into your body and relaxation and comfort, which is exciting and arousing and relaxing all at the same time.
Right.
Because you're not thinking about all that other bullshit and corona and bills and unemployment we're all trying to get, and and all that other junk.
No.
I'm just thinking about imparting my peaceful, loving energy into the person I'm touching.
Yes.
And it was nice.
It was really nice.
I think I rubbed you for at least 20 minutes, which is
like
a record.
An hour.
An hour?
It was like an hour.
All right, it was an hour and 20 minutes, right?
Yeah. And then I got up and I gave you a massage. You actually let me give you one because you're not a massage guy.
I don't get massages well.
Mm-mm.
No, but I've had a couple of massages like from professional massagers and they were uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always feel as if I'm quite tender.
Right.
And so I'm not sure if I'm the massage kind of person.
Right.
But you did a real nice job.
Thanks.
Yeah, you did some stuff no one has ever done before.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
After 20 years of marriage.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I surprised you.
Look at you.
That's right.
No, we're getting excited.
I am already excited. It was wonderful. And then I slept so good.
Man, I slept good.
We slept with the window open last night.
Oh, it was nice. A fan going.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to do that again tonight. It's supposed to be warm.
It was really nice. So that could be a stress reliever, something like that, right, with your partner. This is a perfect
time. You don't
time.
Have to have a massage table.
No.
Just try anything.
Yeah, try anything new. Man, try some tantric stuff with your partner, right? If you're alone, try it by yourself. It still works.
Google it. Well, that brought me up to another story that I read. Let me see if I can't find it really quick. It's called, that's not it. Give me 1 second. It's right here. I got it. Doing it alone. It was a study on masturbation and how spouses feel about their spouses, you know, self-pleasuring themselves during this corona, isolation, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know it's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are like hanging out, jamming it out, wacka wacka.
Yeah.
So I can't find it.
Right.
I don't know where it's at. But there was a fucking thing that said there was a number.
A study?
Like a study. They did a
Actual facts.
Yeah, there was actual facts.
I wonder how many people masturbate without their partner knowing.
I don't know. See, and like a lot of these, the people that were in the study said that they didn't mind that their partner self-satisfied themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a small portion that were like not okay with it at all.
Hmm.
So I'm just wondering, it really matter?
What's your thought?
Oh, I say go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah,
if you feel the need.
If the mood catches you and I'm not around. How do you feel about your man? So it was mostly about men in your life pleasuring themselves. Most women, 74%, say that they're okay with their guy having sex with himself,
mm-hmm.
which sounds a little graphic to me. I like self-gratification.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more. As long as he cleans up afterwards.
What else would he do?
Just leave it.
Just gonna shoot it out, leave it on the bed, walk away. I mean, what the fuck does that mean?
Drop it on the carpet.
Mean?
I have no idea.
Drop it on the carpet.
Like it's hot. only 6% of women feel that the man in their life should never have solo sex. Because that's what they are there for.
Well.
Never. Okay, so it was just about men.
Hmm.
But I would say that men like the idea of their women pleasuring themselves.
Well, I don't know. I take pictures more and so send than, it to
well,
you.
Well, I know what you do. I'm just saying, and anyone else as well, we can do that too. That's Everything Swallow Podcast. But what I'm saying is that I think that women don't like it because they think that it excludes them, maybe.
Or it's like a form of cheating.
Maybe infidelity.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about?
Me?
No, that maybe is what they're thinking.
You're thinking about them. You're thinking about something else.
Or you're thinking about this. And it's like, well, I was thinking about, a 72 Volkswagen Beetle. I don't know,
The way it smelled when you started it up.
Oh my gosh. When they're running rich. Men can be icky. She had an ex that would leave, it says, shirts all over.
Are those sticky, shirts full of sticky cum?
Sticky cum, like a teenage sock?
Yeah.
Because I get that. Like the teenage boy, don't ever wash a teenage boy's sock. His shirt.
Gross.
What kind of, why would you use your shirt?
Right.
There's all those socks all around.
Yeah. Men can hide shit. What you talking about, Mary? What can
what
they
do you
hide?
Mean she can hide? Men can hide shit too. Hide their own self. That's why he's an ex. Good call on that one, Josie.
Yeah, I mean, God.
Oh, I'd hate to know what he's not leaving laying around.
I prefer to.
Watch yourself. Watch yourself close.
Okay.
Chris,
I won't say
Mary Poppins.
Like, have a video of it, like, you shooting it on yourself. That's hot.
Who would do that?
I hope you'll That's do it weird. Later.
Yucky.
You know what? Turn around.
Oh, hide Send socks. So if it was on the socks, they would hide the socks.
Oh, that's worse.
Like a teenage boy.
That's worse. Throw that shit in the hamper.
Yeah, and then you go to change the sheets and seven socks fall out from between the sheets and they stand up.
Yeah.
Like a little crunchy army
they
of socks.
They walk out like a sock army.
Wow.
Crunchy. Crunchy, crunchy yeah, well, are we.
You guys still have crunchy socks.
That's funny.
If you did. If you did.
Or in the wash, right, man? I don't know. Sean has a crunchy towel. But that's just
Don't
for,
you talk about Tally.
That's just
He's
for
my friend.
After sex cleanup.
Hey, everybody.
And I swap that out about every 3 days.
I'm Sean's special towel. Don't fuck with me or my friend Sean. You guys want to get high?
Don't rub that towel on your face.
You almost scratch your face if you rub it.
That's when I go to Dr. Dave. How'd you scratch your eye? You don't want to know, Dr. Dave. I use Sean's towel.
So here's something that is coming back from the olden days. What Stop scratching your tit like
I'm
that.
Sorry.
You got all kinds of scratch marks on it.
It's itching.
Cocktail hour.
Oh, yeah,
yep,
baby.
Since we have nothing else to do when we're home, many people have waited until 5 o'clock to start drinking mixed drinks. Is that true?
Mixing those martinis. No, it's not true.
Fail.
Cocktail hour starts at noon.
11. Oh.
Oh, 10:45.
9:30. All right. Oh. What is the earliest you've started drinking during the corona time? That is a real question right there. Not all this bullshit. The studies were done. What's the real time?
Oh.
I would say the earliest that we've started drinking through this all, for me, would be maybe about 8 or 9, the screwdriver, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Stop that.
I like those early morning screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I do.
Or Bloody Marys. I like those Burp. Too.
It's okay. Amita, 8 o'clock. That's all right, Amita. I respect you. I respect you.
We've done that several times.
Yeah.
With other people.
Oh, yeah. We've had other people over doing mimosas and bloodies by 8 o'clock in the morning.
And we've been podcasting then, and they've been drinking with us then,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Podcast drink.
Podcast drink.
Whoop, whoop.
Guilty as charged.
Man, I'm tired. Don't you just feel tired now during this corona time?
Yes, because we're drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning, Shayna. What the fuck? No shit. Pour me a shot before I pass out. I'm tired.
What did
the
you
only
say
thing keeping me up this is this
morning,
vodka.
What did you say this morning? Oh, my stomach's upset. I said, why? You said, because it just can't decide if it wants to drink or not.
Yeah, exactly. Does it want vodka? Does it want food? The Jello shot.
All it's had lately has been vodka and green chili.
And a lot of green chili. Oh, man. And about 9 o'clock this morning, I remembered I ate jalapenos yesterday.
Right before your bike ride.
Ow!
You just pinched your
fingers. I pinched the fuck out of my finger. Yeah, that's rough when you just getting ready to get into a spandex jumpsuit.
But man, you look good in that jumpsuit.
I'm coming out of this in costume. Fuck all this. I'm wearing a costume to work tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to go to work dressed as
Chrissy was hung on Saturday.
Genie. I might go to work dressed as a pirate tomorrow. A pirate hat and a fucking baggy pants and a swaggery shirt. I'll spit at people. Not spit, I won't. I'll be like, "Arr!" And I'll have a jug of gin, rum.
You better pick what you're going to be.
I'm going to be a pirate that's drunk on gin and rum. In a swaggery shirt. I'm doing it. I'm dressing as a pirate tomorrow. What else could I dress
up
as?
Man, I feel delirious.
I'm going to just start wearing a costume to work. I'm only working 2 days a week.
I think you should wear those gold shorts with the mesh shirt.
Listen, I can't wear those to work.
Wear them tomorrow.
I'll wear them when I get home.
Wear them for me tomorrow.
I'll dance around.
Yeah.
For your friends. In the house.
In the backyard.
I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
We can take video.
Absolutely.
I will do a little, I will do an impish dance for you. An impish. Like, I am impish and fun.
Impish.
Impish.
And fun.
And fun.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Impish and whimsical.
Listen, I will dress up whatever you want me to do, and people will pay to buy the videos. Because that shit ain't free. If I'm going to dance around in my little gold pants and my mesh shirt.
Those are the snap-aways.
Yeah, the tear-aways. No. It's called tear-aways and in the business.
Snap.
They snap and they tear away.
Mm-hmm. It's been crazy hot.
Yeah.
That's why we slept with the windows open last night, like all of the windows upstairs and the fans going.
Which
and
it you was never
nice.
Do.
No.
But we were also in flannel sheets.
We're not tonight.
Ooh, we're out of the winter sheets.
Well,
yeah.
We ruined we're this last it. Night.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you were.
I was not. Yeah. It was because of the wind.
Uh-huh.
It blew everywhere.
It blew them all over you. Listen, I got to get my shit together.
Yeah, you need to get your life together. My life is fucked. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm a freelance muse. If you would like to paint me.
Oh, you're a freelance massage therapist now.
Yep.
Sean's giving massages for tips.
Big tips. Big.
Cash money tips.
Cash only. And it's a minimum of $30 an hour.
Not
tip.
Like a nice round hard tip.
No.
Round.
You get a nubby tip.
That's what I do them for. Yeah. A nubby one. You're funny.
I'm doing freelance massages because I need the extra cash.
Yeah.
What else am I doing? What are we doing? I'm mowing lawns.
Mm-hmm.
Shane is giving free relationship and advice. Yeah. Not free. That's not free. For tips.
For tips.
I was doing something else.
You're going to make a video in your gold outfit?
No. No, you're not going to objectify me as a dancing little sexy monkey.
I am.
Okay.
You're sexy, and you're a monkey, and I will oil you up.
Oh, this has gone bad.
No, it's going to be good.
All right. Well, I can't play any of my shit.
Oh, no.
All I can do is just play sexy music, which means we have to get sexy all night long.
This has been music we've been listening to, though, because it just makes you feel more relaxed.
This kind of has been our thing lately.
Yeah.
This tune. This type. This feel of music.
Yeah. Very relaxing. Very peaceful.
Yeah.
Very everybody love everybody.
Everyone love everyone. See, this is creating an environment of love.
Yeah. And take acceptance. Care of your neighbors.
Can you imagine how loving our next party is going to be?
Oh, man. There's going to be dry humping everywhere.
Everywhere. Why not?
Why not?
Why? What's the worst the world's going to throw at us? Some dry humping?
Right.
Yeah.
Wear your mask.
Yeah. Dry hump a stranger. I dry humped a stranger. Well, she wasn't a stranger, but it was fine.
When?
Days ago.
Was I here?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I saw that.
No. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
It was at the grocery store.
You dry humped someone?
Yeah, remember when she was getting the bacon? And I just came up and I said, you know what? She's like, wow, I needed that.
This is Sleepy Time Podcast. That's what I feel like. This is a Sleepy Time Podcast. I'm getting more and more relaxed.
Talking and you know what?
Slower and slower.
She bought me that bacon.
I wasn't there.
I'm pretty sure you were.
I wasn't there.
You ate the bacon.
It doesn't mean I was there.
Oh, Christy said she'll buy me some bacon. I'm taking bacon.
She will. You know what? Candied bacon from Christy. And she'll bring the bloody.
Oh, I want to do that.
Let's do that tomorrow.
How do we do that?
Candy it.
I'm going to come at you if you talk to me like I know anything again.
You know so much.
What the hell's a camby bacon? Is it like a camby?
A camby bacon.
Yeah, it's like
a
camberry egg.
A camberry?
Cambalaki. Laka, laka, laka.
Oh, no. He's so, lost all his speech control.
I lost my muscle control in my mouth. I can only motorboat now. So to candy bacon, do you bake it or
yes.
do you fry it in a pan?
No.
Or you have to do it in the oven?
Yes.
And you sprinkle it with brown
so
sugar.
So much sugar.
What if you do it in a pan, you sugar nut? Is that okay?
No, I think you have to bake it.
Why?
Because then it like cooks and caramelizes in it. Roll it in brown sugar. Oh, chopped nuts.
And cook it in the oven.
Shayna doesn't Dina only... Joe, this is why Dina's going to be my cook.
Shayna only likes man nuts.
Can Dina live upstairs?
She can live in any stairs.
Gets all crispy and good. And then you're eating that bacon goodness.
It's about time Maria Lopez got here.
Man.
We've been waiting for her.
Where has she been?
We were talking about candy bacon.
We were worried.
I thought she was never going to show up.
Me too.
I have some Bloody Mary mixie upstairs.
Oh, mixie?
Mixie. So while I'm at work tomorrow, maybe you could candy some bacon for me.
I do everything for you.
I know. That's why I thought I would just throw this
Why
in.
Wouldn't I candy your bacon?
I know. So would tomorrow, while I'm at work, you candy some bacon for me?
You know what? I'm going to candy the shit out of your bacon.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was... Christy just got here, and she's candying some bacon.
I'm going to make your bacon so candy.
Fingered her.
So candy, right. You can't stand it.
So you make some candy bacon on my way home from work. I will pick up
Who's
some bloody...
Who's coming over to meet up? To meet up?
Me and you.
Meet up?
Just us.
Okay.
I don't have any. Just you and I.
Oh.
Yeah, man. It's a swallow time party.
Swallow time party.
And you and I are going to have some candied bacon Bloody Marys, and we're going to podcast when I get home from work.
No pants on.
No pants.
Your camera can.
Yeah, I was getting that. Get the thick bacon.
It's so thick.
Oh, shit, I don't have that. I'm going to have to get that. You're going to have to go get it. How are we going to do that? We only have one car. If you have a car that you would like to donate to the Everything Swallow podcast.
I need to make out with your face.
If they donate a car?
No, yours.
Oh.
Okay, if they donate a car, I'll make out with their face.
How late is King Supers open?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll get your shit together. We're going to King Supers. I'm going to King Supers to get some bacon. Because you're going to candy me some bacon while I'm at work tomorrow. So that when I get home, I've got candy, bacon, Bloody Marys for the podcast.
I love it when you talk to me with so much authority.
I know. I'm going to do it all. I have to do much. I'm going to get it all together for you.
No, I'm good. I'm feeling good about where I am now.
Yeah.
I'm coming back online.
You are?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just need to go get some thick-ass bacon. I'm sure they don't close right away, right?
We haven't even told everyone that you've been sewing.
Oh, my. I learned how to use a sewing machine, everybody.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my. Let's take our pants off.
Sean has been sewing.
I'm a sewer now. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I learned how to use a sewing machine, Mike. Mike, I know you just joined us, but I want you to know I learned how to use a sewing machine.
And thank you, Jesus, because I need a break.
And I only clogged it up 3 times. I did jam it a couple times. But that's okay. I'm learning the jamming.
Amita, what time? She has thick bacon and Bloody Mary mix too. What time? We're going to podcast in the morning tomorrow.
Well, I should get home, barring if I have to stay late, by no later.
So we should be able to do
10, 30,
our 11,
11 o'clock
yeah. tomorrow
podcast. 10:30, yeah.
Yeah. 10:30, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. So Amita, you get right over here.
We're all gay, Mike. We're all gay.
Oh, my God. Yes, Mike,
We're
I'm
all
so
gay.
Glad you're
Might
here.
Be a little queer.
Oh, I am definitely queer.
Yeah.
I can't claim that I'm gay, but I will say that I'm queer.
Right.
Because a queer person is a friend to the gay.
And love them, yes.
And I watch them do gay stuff. Mary Poppins says she's on the bench.
Oh, Christy's by there.
No, she's on the lunch.
She's at lunch at 11.
Okay, Christy is by for sure. Love so that. Not like she's leaving, but
no.
She's like, bye. She's
on, bye, let's yeah, scissor.
Let's have some scissor. Scissoring.
Will you Rawr. Sharpen my scissors? Oh, Dina Jo.
Yes, definitely.
Sending Aaron some stuff.
It's a spectrum of bi-ness, of gayness. She's on the spectrum of gayness.
That spectrum.
It's a broad spectrum.
It and is.
She is a broad.
It's very fluid. She is a broad.
So, Mike, thanks for joining us. We are friends to the gays. We have a lot of gay friends that listen to this podcast.
Hey, we love everybody.
We hope for the, for you to follow us and become one of our gay friends. You know, that sounded a little aggressive.
Harsh, right. I feel like that's
but
a
we
extreme.
Do also love those with that are special needs.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like those were a little strong words to use.
Yeah.
But, you know.
A little extreme.
That might be where he's at right now. And that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Christy confused me.
Okay, my cunt.
Yeah.
Okay, my cunt. I love Christy.
Yeah. Mike, you know, we are all accepting. All accepting. Christy, Christy accepts everyone.
She's I love it.
My cunt.
I know. Christy,
oh, Nonsense Password just joined us and we're signing off.
Oh, man.
Don't you hate that when that happens to people? Do you feel guilty?
Yes. So guilty.
All right, people. Let's keep it going. Goodbye.
What?
Shayna's sleepy. She's been working hard, and I work tomorrow in the morning.
Oh, man.
Very, very early. Amita is going to come over, and we're going to have...
Yeah, Amita, come sew with me. I'm paying like...
Oh,
paying
are you like, saying that? Wait a minute.
I'm paying like...
Wait.
What?
Is Christy telling me we've just been punked by Mike Hunt or my cunt? Wait a minute.
I love it.
We were just trying to make friends with Mike because I thought that Mike needed us. Because we're people that give.
We're giving people.
And now I feel like I've been tricked. Oh, my cunt. That ain't right.
Uh-huh.
All right, goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much for joining
it.
Us. Yeah. No, he left. He left the room. He split.
Uh-huh.
He got what he wanted
because
out of us.
Christy was on to him.
Yep, Christy was on. No, he's here. Mike is still here. He says he's still in the room. Maybe he's not a cunt. It doesn't matter. We love you, Mike. I don't care if you're
either
a cunt or
you're
not.
A cunt or not.
Nah.
We love your cunty little self.
Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a fan. All right. Well, the turkey has crowed. So that means it's time.
The turkey has crowed.
Nonsense says my cunt gets tricked a lot.
Oh.
That's a tricky turkey cunt. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Oh, we love you all
we
so
love
much.
You.
We'll be back.
Amita, bring that thick bacon over. I love having sex with autistics. You can completely dominate while you don't make eye contact. Okay. Well, I wish I hadn't read that out loud.
You know what? I think we know some other people that you might work well with. They're not autistic, but they don't make eye contact. Yeah.
I like making eye contact with people when I eat bananas.
I know you do.
Yeah, just look them in the eye.
You mush it up in your mouth and make banana pudding.
Mm. Ooh, nom, 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 nom.
Oh, my goodness.
I got some crows.
There's a crow in there.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks, my cunt.
It's been fun.
Good luck. Good luck getting chicks, bro.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.